We're back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. The Patriots, of course, with a division win last Sunday. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills suffered a division loss against the Jets a week ago Thursday. And guys, panic set in. Terrible performance by the Bills' defense. What do? They fired their offensive coordinator, highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL, Greg Roman.
Yeah, it makes you just wonder what was going on behind the scenes.
37 points, right?
That makes no sense. Yeah, what's the baseline here? No, but I mean, that usually tells you there was something prior to that because it didn't make sense on that day. It's like, you know what? No in-game adjustments, I think, was one of the excuses we heard. But you got to presume that there were sort of roots that existed before that game day.
I credit Sammy Watkins for playing in that game, playing through the foot injury. I do, but here's the problem. When you have a guy like Greg Roman that based his entire offense around the production of a guy that, say, he goes down, now you got nothing and you're scrambling. I mean, they were running E.J. Manuel onto the field for fourth down. They're trying to sneak it because he's out of shape and he's fat. And he's 265 pounds. Go with the guy that got you there. If you believe in Tyrod Taylor, you leave him on that field at fourth down. I think it just sends weird signals to your football team.
What about the signals in general when players are having input with ownership before a decision like that is executed?
Who made the decision? Was it ownership or was it Rex that got rid of the offensive coordinator? Then you're an elevator running back coach to that point. Now all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't have a great background in the passing game. They're going to have to score points. I just think it's funny because the day that Tom Brady was suspended, the Bills put out a post on their Twitter with "woo" out there, and it was a picture of Richie Incognito leading the troops out, of all people. I'm a Richie Incognito guy from Miami.
We are.
That's right, because we're football players, right? But it's just, it's kind of karma, you know what I mean? Uphill climb for Rex.
And despite the reunion of Rex and brother Rob, as mentioned, that defense with some serious problems in Rex Ryan's reign as the head coach of the Bills seems to be very limited.
You know, Dennis Thurman is actually the DC, but Rex Ryan calls the plays from the sideline. And Rob Ryan, his brother, my old coach, love Robbo, is a special consultant to the head coach. A lot of cooks in the kitchen.
The one big play early in that game for Tyrod Taylor to Marquise Goodwin came at the expense of Darrell Revis. It's become a story now, 2 weeks into the season. Trouble covering A.J. Green. Difficulty at the outset of that game.
It became a story because I think he tried to play a guy how he used to play him. He's an exceptional player. His legs aren't gone. He was never a fast guy. He's never a 4-2 guy.
He's never been a fast guy. He's never been a track guy. He just has to learn
to stay on top of those kind of players. Marquise Goodwin is an Olympic track guy. There are no other Olympic track guys he's going to face. The A.J. Green point's a good one where he just got beat on that day. But I think he's the kind of guy, 6, 7, 8 games will go away, and you'll say, you know, it's still the same guy. He may not be the best corner in football again, but he's still one of the best.
I'd go back to the Super Bowl 49 run here. I think if you take him and put him on the number two guy in their offense, like we saw during the Super Bowl 49 run, he'll shut him down, and then you use bracket coverage for everybody else, and then there's your defense.
Revis is a nothing. He's smart. And I think he'll go back and watch that tape. He'll figure out, you know what, stay on top of that route. Yeah. That's it.
So Darrell Revis, a surprise for many with his struggles early this year. We'll come back with some of the other not-so-pleasant, but as well pleasant surprises through the first 2 weeks of the NFL season right after this.